The Vertical Garden. Stone walls are an integral part of many flower gardens, but did you know that a wall can become its own garden? Left to the devices of nature, walls will in time teem with life. As leaves and natural litter fill the spaces between rocks, compost forms, and eventually seedlings and ferns start to fill the gaps. Even the exposed surfaces of the stones weather and become covered with lichen and moss. Incorporating a wall such as this into a garden setting is an exciting way of joining gardening and nature. Although any rock wall can be injected with soil and planted, a retaining wall, one that is built into a bank or used to hold back a flat lawn or garden area, works the best. Think of it as vertical gardening. The most adaptable plants for a wall are those that are at home in a rock garden. Hen and chickens, sedums, candy tufts, coral bells, and ground phlox are a few candidates that might quickly come to mind. Many other garden plants can be installed as long as there's an adequate space for their root system and the plant isn't too tall to adapt to a vertical planting bed. Try pansies, petunias, dwarf marigolds, violets, portulacas, or any other low plant you might use in an annual or perennial border. We know of one veteran gardener who, after a double hip replacement, planted her vegetable garden in a backyard retaining wall so that she could care for it in a standing or sitting position. If you already have a suitable wall, you can create planting pockets by scooping out the fill between the rocks or by pulling out non-structural small stones. Fill the cavities with a mixture of loam, bagged manure, and peat moss. To plant these pockets, push the plants in deep so that rain or irrigation won't erode the soil around the roots. Pull weeds gently so the garden plants won't be dislodged. Don't forget that trailing plants like basket of gold, alyssum, and soapwort can be planted above the wall to cascade down over the stones.